The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6. As we continue to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, as we make our way to Jerusalem for Holy Week. From the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. Hear now these words. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up to the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not be enough to buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but why are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, and so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who have eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who has come to the world." When Jesus realized they were about to come and take him by force, make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, the disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and started across the Sea of Galilee. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because the strong wind was blowing. And when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking in the sea, coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "I am. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him to the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on their side of the sea saw that he had been the only boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not gone into the boat with the disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord gave given thanks. And so when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very true, I tell you, you're looking for me, not because you saw signs, because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give to us then, that we may see and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Verily, truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God gives is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I say to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Then the Jews began to complain about him, saying, because he said, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. They were saying, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written by the prophets, and they all shall be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the very one from God. He has seen the Father. Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I give for them from their life, the world, is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, verily, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up in the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogues in Capernaum. When many disciples heard it, they said, this teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? But Jesus, being aware of his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words I have spoken to you are a spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones who did not believe, and who was the one who betrayed him. And he said, for this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. Because of this, many of the disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. And Jesus answered them, did I not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil. He was speaking of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, the one of the 12, was going to betray him. My friends, the word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Now here in this one chapter, we see a roller coaster in the life of Jesus. First, we start off and begin in verse 6, that Jesus has been preaching and healing, and a great multitude shows up. 5,000 people at least. And Jesus looks over to Philip and says, Philip, no. How are we going to feed these people? That's one of those questions Jesus asks. He wants Philip to think about it. And Philip looks around and he starts doing the math and says, well, no, teacher, we had a half a year's salary. We can only buy everybody a little biscuit. That's all we can afford. And then Andrew shows up. And you'll notice a lot of times in John's gospel, Philip and Andrew are buddies. They're always together. And Andrew has a young lad with him and says, no, this young lad here, he has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And then he asks the question, But why are they among so many people? But you see, that's the wrong question. The question is not, why are they among so many people? The question should be, Lord, what are you going to do with what we have? That's the proper question. And I think that Jesus knelt down, asked this young man his name, and said, "Now, can I have your meal so I can share it with everyone else?" And the little boy said in faith, "Yes, teacher. Yes, rabbi. You may have your meal." And I'm sure the boy thought, how's this going to work out? And Jesus told disciples, make everybody sit down. It's kind of like in the morning at school. We all had that moment of silence for prayer. And what does he do? He takes it, blesses it, and breaks it. Just like he did that Last Supper. And then what happened? Fed 5,000 people. Johnny Cash has a song about how with a little fish and bread, they said everyone was fed, over 5,000. He turned the water into wine. And then he tells disciples, no, gather the bread up, and got 12 baskets, one for each disciple. And the people who saw the sign said, this is indeed the prophet who's coming to the world. What they're referring to is that Moses told at the very end of his life that God would raise up a prophet greater than he. Well, then we have this story. I won't touch too much on, but we have a stained glass window about it. Jesus walking on the water. You know, and the other gospel accounts go more detail about Peter walking and sinking, and Jesus lifting him back up. Well, then Jesus gets to the other side, and the crowd's like, now, how did he get here? We know he didn't leave in the boat with the disciples, you know. They didn't realize he was walking on water. And then Jesus makes several promises. And he said, you know, your ancestors ate that bread in the wilderness, and they died. Now, just a little while ago, Herb led us in a psalm about that, right? God providing for the folks in the wilderness. And he said, very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you that bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And they said, oh, sir, no, give us this bread. And Jesus gives another promise. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. He says, everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. For I come down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all he has given me, but raise up in the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them on the last day. You see, we want to ask about God's will for your life is, God's will is, one, that you believe on Jesus. And in doing so, on the last day, God will raise you up. Why? Because you have eternal life. You know? And then at one point, the folks say, no, what good deed should we do? And he says, well, there's only one good work you can do. And it's not singing in the choir, it's not becoming a pastor, not becoming a preacher, not becoming a deacon, not teaching Sunday school, not all this stuff, not giving a bunch of money to the church, not giving a bunch of money to the TV preacher. It says the one good work is what? That you believe on the Son whom he has sent. And then Jesus starts preaching about how I am the living bread, and whoever eats of this bread will live forever. The bread I give this life is my flesh. And Jesus also talking about eating his flesh, drinking his blood. And this is one of Jesus' thinning out sermons. Jesus, a lot of times, would get a big old crowd, and then he started preaching about discipleship, taking up your cross, in this case, talking about eating his body, drinking his blood. And when he did that, they were thinned out. And so they thinned out. Verse 66. Because of this, many disciples turned back and no longer went about with them. How sad it would be to be one of those folks who started off with Jesus and then heard that sermon and said, this eating flesh, drink, and blood, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm out of here. So forget that. And Jesus asked his disciples, the 12, do you also wish to go away? And listen to what Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. And a little while ago, we sung a song called, Where Could I Go But to the Lord? And Peter said, Lord, to whom can we go? That's why I picked that song out. It ties in. Whom can we go? You can't go here, you can't go there, you can't go anywhere. There's only one person you can go to for eternal life, and that is Jesus. Jesus is the bread of life. He came down from heaven, born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means bakery. And why did he came to die on the cross for our sins. And here this Sunday, we're going to, in a spiritual sense, a symbolic sense, eat of his body and drink of his blood. Because on that last week, Holy Week, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat. This is my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins for many. Drink of this cup. Do this in remembrance of me. And so this morning, we remember how Jesus fed the hungry 5,000 on the hillside. But more importantly, remember how he feeds us spiritually through his death, burial, and resurrection. And we remember that when we take part of the Lord's Supper. So this morning, I invite you to open your Bibles to page 12. And I and Clint will come around and serve the elements as we come to celebrate the Lord's Supper.